This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And Sargon Amakad is in studio with us. Now, I want to play this clip and get his reaction to it live on air. If you haven't heard this yet, this is from CNN's Sunday blunder of a show called Reliable Sources with Brian Pennywise Stelter. And he has a panelist on that is now, they're going beyond, folks. I don't know what they're going to say next. Maybe Trump caused cancer or something. So here's a CNN panel saying that Trump is responsible for murdering hundreds of millions of people.
Well, I think that medicalizing politics has three very dire consequences. The first is that it stigmatizes the mentally ill.
I've known this is Dr. Alan Francis,
almost all of them
on CNN.
Well-behaved, well-mannered.
Pause right here, though, because let me explain something. See, you have to analyze these people and their mental gymnastics that they do. They're the ones that did this. They're the ones that said Trump was mentally unfit and politicized medical conditions. That was them, and now they're sitting here saying you can't do that.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years. They've had so many different psychologists doing remote diagnoses of Trump, which is something that a psychologist will tell you they shouldn't do.
Well, actually, I think it's illegal in some regard.
It might well be. I'm not sure, but it's very unprofessional. Is I think the best way to put it, because obviously you need to sit down and actually speak to the patient. Just seeing someone talking on TV is not normally something that I think they would be willing to normally do. But for some reason, CNN can find people who will. So.
But, you know, Trump, just successful businessman, real estate, television host, family, everything. Yeah, mentally unstable, surely. Not Brian Stelter, you know, Pennywise. But, you know, but this is CNN. So I just want to put that back. Now they go even further and listen to what they say next.
These lumping the mentally ill with Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill, and they have enough problems and stigma as it is. The second issue is that calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him.
Yeah, you're crazy, all right.
Even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies, not his person.
And what did he just do? He had just attacked this person and didn't even mention one policy. And he says, whose policies are so crazy? What policy is so crazy?
I don't know. I actually support what Trump's doing at the moment. I think it's really wild, though, how that was a prediction. That wasn't saying that Trump has already done this. But I don't think that Trump is going to be responsible for tens of millions of deaths. And I don't see that. I mean, even like philosophically, I don't think there's anything in what Trump's saying that is going to cause tens of millions of deaths. He's not really doing anything particularly outside of the norm for a 1990s Democrat.
If anything, the media is doing that. It's CNN that's doing that.
Well, I mean, they're certainly being highly hyperbolic. I mean, this is wild.
But if you just look at all the people that wear a Trump hat and get assaulted, I mean, that's directly because mainstream media and Democrats saying that these people are racist bigots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's definitely media incitement. And I actually went on the Victoria Derbyshire show, which is a BBC show in the UK, and confronted her with that. And so she says, well, you admit that words can incite violence. And I just looked at her and thought, well, I've never said that they can't, but why are you doing it? And you're admitting that that's what you're doing. Because I was attacked when I was on the campaign trail in the UK. So, and she just admitted, yeah, well, we know what we're doing. We know that we're inciting people to give you a hard time and to actually attack you in the streets. And it's like, well.
You know, and when I boil this down from a psychological perspective, it always comes down to the same thing for me. These people, it's beyond a pathological liar. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's like, again, they justify their words causing violence by what? Well, you are a racist. You are a bigot. I'm just calling you what you are. They know that's not true deep down. That's just them rejecting the reality that their politics are losing, rejecting the reality that Trump won despite all their heroes saying he could never win. So this is like their defense mechanism, is to just point a finger and name call when they know that they're just losing politically.
It's even worse than that. They call you a racist because they know that you think racism is a bad thing. If you were actually a racist, they wouldn't bother calling you it because it wouldn't have any effect on you.
Well, mean, his, America is probably the most racist country on earth. Just, you know, we open the doors to every country, every skin color, every religion. Yeah, but it's fine. We're just horrible. We're just horrible people over here. Everyone's from here.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, Sargon of Akkad is in studio, and he brought this story up, which was from a year ago, just over a year ago, actually. And we're going to be reviewing this from Forbes.com. Alex Jones' top 10 health claims and why they are wrong. Or are they? Or are they wrong? You know, it just went mainstream last week with CNN and a bunch of other people. I'm not sure the origin of the study, but there have already been studies. There were Harvard studies. There have actually been dozens of studies. There have been studies about mercury, but specifically about fluoride lowering IQ. There's been so many studies. It's ridiculous. But a new study comes out. Mainstream news picks it up. CNN picks it up. Everybody picks it up. Fluoride may lower IQ. Women, pregnant women that drink fluoride will lower their child's IQ. It's like, yeah, oh. InfoWars just reported a decade ago. So what do when we find this out? We sell a water filter so that when you're drinking the water, you're not getting the fluoride. You're not getting the glyphosate. You're not getting the other stuff that we know is in there, like in some places, lead. And other such toxic chemicals. So we just sell, yeah, water. Hey, there's fluoride in the water, lowers your IQ. Hey, let's sell filtered water. Well, what the hell's wrong with you? No, that's smart. And yeah, we have all kinds of supplements at InfoWarsStore.com to help fight against the toxic environment. Probiotics, we've got the DNA Force Plus, we've got the Real Red Pill. And they can sit here and they can try to act like, oh, yeah. You're just selling supplements, you know, but there's nothing to it. Well, go read all the reviews, folks. These are third-party reviews. They have websites that try our products to try to destroy us, and then they have to admit that, okay, yep, the products are actually the real deal. So try the products at InfoWarsStore.com to support yourself. The Turbo Force, the Brain Force Plus, the Bodies, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But so this is from over a year ago. Sargon of Akkad brings this up today. It's kind of actually perfect because it was just over a year ago.
Yeah.
Alex Jones' top 10 health claims and why they are wrong. Okay, well, let's go ahead. Let's break this down one by one. How about that?
Yeah, I love that the fact that the first one isn't a health claim. The government is employing weather weapons. Did they even read their own title? That's not a health claim.
Well, I guess it's a health claim if you're claiming that it's affecting your health negatively, but that's not even what they're getting into.
No.
They make some joke about a movie in X-Men, and they never get into the actual fact. I went to a government meeting. There's literally a meeting here. It's an official government group in Austin. It's called, Texas Weather Modification Deployment System or something. I've literally gone to their public meetings. Even they admit that there's stuff happening in the upper atmosphere that they don't know what's going on.
Right. Okay.
So this is on record, but Forbes just says, oh, Alex Jones says the government's employing weather weapons. That's not true. Well, the government is deploying weather modification strategies. That's just on record.
See, I don't know anything about weather modification, but their refutation here is ridiculous. They've got, at the end of each little segment, explaining, you know, it's HARP or whatever, they say, why this claim is ridiculous. The government is not Halle Berry. The weather is not like a ceiling fan. The weather is extremely complex and difficult to control. Science has not yet advanced to the degree that creating a real hurricane that is too much larger than your toilet is possible. So, I mean, that's just a denial.
Yeah, that's like when they used to say you can't make an atom bomb that could blow up an entire city.
Yeah, you're not actually disproving the claim. I mean, I don't know whether that one's true or not. But if we go on to the next one, the government is using chemicals to turn the people and frogs gay. That's actually not... Well, I mean, it's kind of what Alex said. I don't know whether he said the government. I think he just said they. But what it was is just corporate malfeasance, where they're dumping a certain kind of chemical into the environment because he's disposing it properly. And there were two kinds of frogs. I actually made a video reading the study because it was genuinely true. It was genuinely actually turning the frogs... 10% of them went transsexual and actually became female, and the other ones actually did exhibit female characteristics and behaviours. So, you know, you could say it was turning them gay because they were courting male frogs. I mean...
But did you see what they said?
It's not untrue.
They actually admit that he's right.
Yeah.
They say, actually, what Jones did is he referred to a study from California Berkeley, which suggested that exposure to atrazine, a widely used pesticide, yeah, is causing gender switching, and it admits that that's true.
Yeah.
They even admit in their story he was right.
If anything, Alex Jones actually undersold this one. He just said it was turning them gay. No, it's turning them trans.
But see, the whole point is like, something is happening with the chemicals and the frogs, and that's how you make it go viral. And so, but okay, here's number eight. The fluoride in drinking water is making people dumb. Oops, I guess they missed the Harvard study and then the new study that just came out.
Yeah, and again, why this claim is ridiculous. This is what they say. Okay, if you enter Alex Jones and IQ into a PubMed search, you get the following zero items with search results. That's not a refutation. That's not saying that he's wrong. That's just insulting him and calling him stupid. That's just, I mean...
And then they say, did I mention that Jones sells water filters?
Yeah,
we know. Like, as soon as I found out what fluoride is, I never drank out of the tap. It's like a duh.
I actually still drink out of the tap like an idiot.
You got to cut that out.
I know, but fluoride.
You need a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. Can we get this guy a water filter?
Yeah, can I get a complimentary one?
Maybe we've got like a clearly filtered water bottle laying around here. Because that thing works too. Here's another one. The life-ruining HPV vaccine is being pushed on young women around the world. That's true. The scientists of it came out and said it doesn't even work, and it can have a lot of negative side effects. They just had to push it out because they made so many of them. So it's like, again, they just twist it.
Oh, they actually say that here. As the CDC reports, HPV vaccination can have side effects, but most are relatively mild and temporary, such as pain, redness, or swelling in the injection area, fever, headache, nausea, or muscle pain. Only 6% of all reports to the reporting system were considered serious. Well, then, sleep safely enough.
Oh, so he was right again.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They twist it. They always twist it. Yeah. Like, the report is that... They know that this vaccine is having a lot of negative side effects, and it's not even that effective, but they made so many, they just have to push it out, and so that's what they do.
There are legitimately things in here that Alex Jones has said that are... I mean, you know, if this was like PolitiFact or something, it'd be mostly true, you know, or at least partially true. And they're presenting it as if nothing that he has said is true. Sorry, some of it is. But I don't know about the HIV one, and they're not even trying to refute this, really. They say this is not the movie Resident Evil. Why would the government be trying to make people gay with the drinking water and then wiping people out with the gay-manufactured virus or whatever? But the next one is the government climate change data is fabricated. But there was climate gates where the leaked emails came out where they were fabricating the data. And so, I mean, I don't know if that means all of the data or some of the data or just that. I don't know. But
you fabricate any data, it's all fabricated.
Well, I mean, it's at least a bit suspect if they are fabricating some data, isn't it?
Well, and then they do this whole thing, too, where if, like, there's a gust of wind on the Atlantic Ocean, it's a hurricane now. And so they say 500 hurricanes. Oh, there's a gust of wind.
Right, okay. A lot of these are quite funny. The next one is vaccines cause autism, which I don't know. But the second one is Sandy Hook. That's not a health claim.
Sandy Hook was staged to promote gun control. Again, but even after the story was... they know Alex Jones has made dozens of videos saying that no Sandy Hook happened, and so they just put this in here anyway. And again, like you said, it doesn't have to do with health.
And he's retracted that anyway, hasn't he? I mean, he's made a public apology to the families and stuff. So why bring it up? And then about the supplements, but again, so I would say at least half of that has some merit to it.
And then again, they attack the fact that we sell body armor in this story after he mentioned that. Well, okay, people sell body armor?
Like, Amazon sells
I'm not allowed to sell body armor?
I actually bought a stab vest off Amazon.
Good idea.
Yeah, well, I have to get to London often.
Yeah, you need a stab vest over there for sure. And then many claims about the supplements and health products that Jones is selling. And, again, they just want to go into this whole thing where, well, if they don't do this or this or talk to the FDA, then, you know, you can't be proven anything. But just read the reviews. I mean, I've taken the products. People know they work. I don't need the FDA. What has the FDA ever done for anybody anyway?
What I love about this is they've got, like, John Stewart as the picture on the front of this because he had obviously done a video.
Well, he's a genius. I mean, he's an intellectual giant.
And all of them, the whole Russiagate conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, I mean, there's just nothing to it. They'd
still sell you that today.
And yeah, well, they still try to frame it as, oh, I didn't totally exonerate him. And it's like, well, there wasn't any evidence that he did it. That's what exonerates him, is the lack of evidence connecting him to Russia.
And you can't disprove something you never did. It's literally impossible.
Yeah, you can't prove a negative.
But the media tries to do that every day at CNN and MSNBC. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a lot.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in. Sargon of Akkad in studio with us. And we are just, well, we've talked about a lot of things. The social media censorship, the culture shift, revolution happening around the world, the protests in Hong Kong, President Trump talking about that and other things developing. You know, here's a health claim. We just did a list. Forbes put out a list of the Alex Jones health claims that ended up not being true, except they ended up being true. Some of them aren't even health claims. But they didn't mention the 5G, I guess because maybe since this was last year, we didn't have as much reports on this. But, you know, that's kind of the next big one to me. And when I think about the, let's say, the red pill experience or the awakening experience for everybody, there's different things that kind of spur it. But the 5G thing to me is something that I think instinctually the average human knows. All right, I got my smartphone here, put it up against my head, and if I do that for 10 hours straight, probably bad for me. I think the average human would just assume that, right? I mean, you have to have some sort of instinct about this foreign technology interacting with our organic biology. And so I think a lot of people think about it, but they just don't talk about it. They say, oh, the news isn't talking about it, so it's a non-story. But it's all starting to come out, the negative side effects of 5G, but it's just like, oh, let's just roll it out anyway.
I don't know anything about the negative side effects of 5G. I've just seen people being concerned about it. Exactly, yeah, I literally don't know anything about it. But
you probably know, you know, they have Stormy Daniels on comedy shows talking about the shape of Trump's member.
I know that she had to pay Trump more than he paid her, so... But the thing with mobile technology is that it's just not been around long enough to give us long-term effects of what it is. I mean, it could be in like 50 years' time, people can be like, God, well, I can't believe they did this. You know, same with thalidomide in giving it to pregnant women and, you know, various other like scientific mistakes that were made during in the past. I mean, we don't know. We're just assuming because there don't appear to be any immediate adverse effects. But I mean, I'm no expert on that.
Well, have you heard this story? The crew just had it up. There was a 5G cell tower at a school. I believe it was an elementary school. How many kids got cancer? It was like two or three kids got cancer.
Really?
Yeah, four kids, and then they took it down. Parents blame elementary school cell tower after fourth student diagnosed with cancer. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, but I did hear that like there were examples of birds dying around these 5G.
And bees, I think, too. Yeah, see if you can find that. Birds and bees, I think, dying from it.
Yeah, so it does seem like there might be something wrong with these.
Oh, but you see, the current infrastructure, the current tech infrastructure can't house the smart security AI totally built in. See, I think that's what this is really all about. Why do we really need 5G? Well, so I can get a video faster. I can get a video in 5 seconds on my phone right now.
It can't be 2 seconds.
So, you know. But how many people are really clamoring for that? I think that this is all about having a tech infrastructure with the 5G so that the AI, facial recognition, social security, social credit, security alert, whatever, all of that crap, like they have in China. I think this is what it's really about because you don't have the capability to do that on 4G. There's just not enough. If you want to spy on everybody in real time with your own devices and not their cell phone in their pocket, you have to be on 5G, and you're going to have that cell phone spying on them too.
Well, I don't know about that, but the real litmus test will be where they put these 5G towers. I mean, if they're in the Hollywood Hills where all the millionaires and billionaires are, then, yeah, you know, then they're safe. If they're just in the working class areas, I'd probably have a few questions.
So, yeah, so that's what they do now. Oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they have these 5G towers that they try to make look like trees.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole trick because the tower's ugly. So they make it look like a tree. And so these bees or these birds put a nest in a tree or they build their beehive in the tree and then they all get zapped to death.
Apparently so. I mean, I don't know anything about the science of it or anything like that, but I mean, you know, as a regular person, I'm just looking at that thinking, well, I don't trust it.
Well, and here's the thing. If you've ever been, I did a report on this. If you go down to these cell towers, it says, do not stand anywhere near this tower. You're going to die.
I saw the pictures of them setting them up and the huge body suits that the guys setting them up are wearing.
Like a hazmat suit.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't exactly fill me with confidence, you know.
Well, it's kind of like the guy who... from, I think it was from Monsanto, who was talking about glyphosates. Oh, he had a little sample of glyphosates in like a little glass jar. He's like shaking it. He's showing it to the camera. This is perfectly safe. Nothing wrong with this. And then they say, okay, drink it. And he's like, hell no, I wouldn't drink that.
So what is a glyphosate?
Glyphosates are chemicals that they use in like, I believe it's chemical runoff from pharmaceuticals, and I think maybe from some pesticides. And it gets into the water, like people flush their pharmaceuticals or, you know, stuff like that.
Turns the frogs gay.
It turns the frogs gay, sure. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing where, and they would never do this, say, oh, the 5G is perfectly safe. Really? Why don't you go up and sit in that tower for one night? Just go ahead and just, you know, put a little, you know, hanger up there or something. Just hang out for a night. And they'd say, hell no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the Alphabet News networks that you had the children getting cancer from, wasn't it? And so it's not like it's, you know, some weird thing, is it? But, I mean, I do think that a lot of this is not as well tested as I would prefer it to be.
And so don't you think there's a lot of that maybe... just natural human greed is to blame, but you have these companies that roll these things out and it ends up, you know, negatively affecting the health of potentially millions of people, like a 5G or a Monsanto weed killer and, you know, big pharmaceutical runoff. And then they just want to somehow be above it or they want to blame somebody else. But I mean, to me, those are the things that it's really all about that other news won't report on. Why? Because guess who sponsors their shows? Big pharmaceutical companies, big food manufacturing companies, the people that use the 5G, the cell phone companies, they're never going to do a report on how the 5G is going to kill you.
Well, I mean, in their defense, they had at least shown that parents had pulled the kids out of the schools. And
yeah, guys, pull that story up again. Now, this went mainstream, so at a certain point, they have to cover it. But you know that they'd rather not. Yeah, that was a CBS coverage right there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, it's nothing that people on Twitter can just dismiss as crazy conspiracy nonsense. This is actually a news organization with journalists that they have to respect, don't they?
Well, if they say that Trump's bad, then yeah.
They probably do.
But if they say something else, well, you know, maybe they're not to be trusted. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's kind of the watermark these days.
I guess it is. I'm so glad to be drinking non-fluoridated.
Yeah, water. You know, you gotta get that fluoridated water out of your life.
I've been drinking it my whole life. I never.
It's not too late.
I guess it's not.
We're gonna get you a Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. I was on vacation.
Yeah.
I probably didn't have the best health. I may have had a Bud Light. And I don't think, I doubt that beer companies filter their water. Maybe they do, but so I took a bunch of nascent iodine this morning. We're going to get you got to get the Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine that fights the bad halogen, the fluoride, and hopefully it's not too late. We can give you your pineal gland back.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Would you like that?
I would. Thank you very much.
All right. You know what? We're going to get the Survival Shield X2 from InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to bathe Sargon of Akkad in it. He's just going to take a shower in nascent iodine from InfoWarsStore.com.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. show. You think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Just looking at some of the headlines here, it's like Trump said, the biggest question he gets asked when he meets with world leaders, why does the mainstream media hate America so much? I don't know, they seem to like China. This story is from The Hill, headline, Trump roasts media for criticizing pullout of U.S. companies from China. Yeah. Yeah, stay in China where, you know, you can pay people a nickel a day. Stay in China where you can pay somebody a bag of rice so that they can feed their family. Stay in China where you can work at a factory where they have suicide nets and abortuaries on site. stay in China, where they get away with tax-free institutions working with the government. They sell trade secrets. They sell technology secrets. Stay in China. Screw America.
It's good for that bottom line.
Isn't that funny? But you see, the mainstream news in America wants that. Why? Because, again, most of their advertisers probably moved to China. So that's how that works. We were just looking at this. Third local dengue fever case confirmed in Miami-Dade. It's the third locally transmitted one. They've had at least four others. Mosquito-transmitted disease. No vaccines for it yet. They'll probably come out with one tomorrow and sell it for top dollar. But, hey, we've got all natural bug spray at InfoWarsStore.com. So publish that story, Forbes. InfoWars hosts reports on a mosquito-transmitted disease and then tries to sell you bug spray. Yeah, what's the point of bug spray? It's like, yeah, we're trying to sell organic bug spray that doesn't have the DEET in it that causes cancer. In fact, this is kind of what we were talking about. I had a buddy who worked at a, I won't say the name of the company, but it's one of the biggest bug spray manufacturers. I mean, you can pretty much guess. When they go in with some of these chemicals to put it all together and get it ready for the final stage, they're literally in hazmat suits. Like the people you're saying up just on the 5G, it's the same thing. But then, oh, go spray it on your skin. Nothing to see here.
So I can't help but notice you've got an article there from, I can't remember, but about AOC and the Electoral College being affirmative action. I've seen the headlines of this, but I haven't managed to have a look at it yet. But,
here, take a look.
Yeah, please, if you don't mind.
That's the dumbest woman in the history of government right there.
She's not that dumb. She's more really, really, really partisan.
Okay, now, whoa,
and
hold on.
And it's hard to tell the difference.
I'm going to change your mind right here. I'm going to change your mind right here on air. Yeah. Guys, can we pull up the brand new AOC video where she's playing with a penguin at the zoo, please?
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, you tell me. Let's get a look at this congresswoman and her immaturity, or excuse me, her maturity level and her IQ clearly skyrocketing. Guys, if we could just, it's okay, it's on her Twitter. On the official Cortez Twitter, the crew is going to have it for us in no time. You won't believe this video, and I'm telling you, she's done things. You've seen the things where she's like sitting on her like hands and knees, like drinking wine, like eating grapes, like with a just like building furniture, or like she does all this weird stuff. You wonder, they drug tested Trump. I'd like them all to get drug tested. Not even like, let's just know, like, what medicine are you on? Like, I don't even care if you take medicine, or hell, you can be doing meth. I just think the people need to know, but wait till you see this. Because, so here's the story, though, with the Electoral College. They're basically saying, oh, it's built for, okay, all right, they have the video now. Let's look at the video. This is a real video from Cortez's Twitter. She's celebrating this. Look at this. Can we go full screen, guys? Let's go full screen.
It's bizarrely childlike, isn't it?
She's literally running up. Yeah. I did this when I was 5.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just replay that one more time. I just want to highlight the high IQ of this congresswoman.
It is really cringe.
Did her babysitter take this video? Look at this. I mean, okay, I get it. Like, you're having fun at the zoo. You're a congresswoman, not a 12-year-old girl. Oh, but I guess the IQ level would say the latter, wouldn't it? Look at that. Unbelievable.
This article, what she's posted here is actually amazing, because A, there's no way that she's against the idea of affirmative action, and so she can't possibly criticize the Electoral College along those lines. And then she says, it's not about fairness at all. It's about empowering some voters over others. Every vote should be equal in America. Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because if you're broken up into a series of states, and then some states encourage mass immigration, and then you abolish the idea of the votes being separated by states, then you're deliberately weighting the electoral system in your favor. So it is part of a very cunning strategy, and I think the Democrats do know what they're doing, because these are very open borders people.
So you think that her claim here about the Electoral College making the voter count, the vote count even more, you think she realizes how dumb that is? She just says it anyway?
I think it's more Machiavellian. I think this is all part of the strategy, because, I mean, normally she'd be...
Now, keep in mind, this is a girl who just got caught playing with a penguin.
Yeah, but I
mean, the penguin was cute, but
But you have to understand, I think that she has this kind of... I think that it's a lot more of a front and an act than you're giving her credit for. I think, you know, because you'll notice in a lot of the interviews, she'll go like big eyes and go, well, I'm just a little girly, sort of that sort of attitude.
Like she's been trained.
Yeah, exactly. And then she'll come out swinging when it's against a particular opponent in the most sort of harsh terms. And it's like, you can see that it's like a night and day shift, like Jekyll and Hyde almost.
Mm.
I think it's very much a, and I think that a video like that is, oh, you know, aren't I just a lovely, kind, tolerant progressive. It's like, no, I think she's actually quite dangerous, really.
So you think that it's all very, very Machiavellian and planned out, like the whole fake picture. Did you see the fake picture of her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. And that was very planned out as well. So, yeah, I think she's got a campaign around her who are stage managing what she does. And I think that she knows what she's doing.
Well, let's get into some other big news here, though. We've got a bunch of reports, and we should be building this up more. You know, it's not cheap to send a crew to Hong Kong, but, you know, and in fact, the perfect thing, too, is all these reports at Infowars.com from our crew in Hong Kong. A couple headlines. Must watch. Amazing footage of Hong Kong protesters defying communist Chinese-controlled police. Our crew out there, Gregory's and Savannah Hernandez, were literally in the middle of all of it. Another one. This was great, though. Mainstream media hacks livid InfoWars, exposing truth of Hong Kong protests. Now, we've got Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez still out there. They're filing reports. They're going to InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson is out there as well. But, see, I've been dealing with this for a while. Savannah Hernandez is kind of a new reporter, and she's going out reporting on Hong Kong. Her videos are being totally censored on Twitter. She can't even believe it. I'm like, yeah, welcome to InfoWar. And then she gets heckled by these people out there, probably cameramen for some mainstream news source, saying, oh, InfoWars, you know, InfoWars, oh, what are they doing out here? And it's the same thing every time. It's like, well, why is your voice so important but not ours? Why is InfoWars so bad but not you? We're the ones that are tomorrow's news today. They can't deny it. I think that's why they hate us. I think that they wish, and most of it's their own cowardice. Anybody could report on the stuff we report on. They just don't do it.
It's something they call gatekeeping. Journalists are actually very much aware that they are the choke point between what comes in and what is received by the public. Again, Carlos Maza from ex-vox.com propagandist made a video explaining this, how the information comes in and they editorialize what they publish. And even if they were to publish an article that is entirely accurate, the things that they put in and the things that they leave out is all an editorial decision. And so this is how I think that they are aware that they are controlling the flow of information. And you're right, they don't like alternative media going and doing it instead, and they have no control over that. They don't like it.
And there's so many different angles to measure here, because you've got the one angle of the censorship that's, they just don't want this information getting out there with certain stories. There's another angle where they don't want certain individuals or certain entities, like, say, InfoWars, becoming popular. But because the truth is, and this is how they game the whole system, the truth is that even you are probably more popular than the average CNN host. You could do a video on YouTube and probably get more videos, more views than any other CNN host could ever do, and they get totally pushed. That's what they hate. They can't stand the fact that an individual citizen can harness the power of the internet and social media and be more popular than quote-unquote news.
I mean, there are concerns for having such an open field. Like, for example, a lot of the things that Alex Jones has said have been shown to be right on a long enough timeline.
Like, they could have all reported on it Epstein Island. They didn't do it. They were in with these people.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWorks.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Final segment of this Sunday show, and then it's right back at it for InfoWars tomorrow, as every weekday. David Knight starts the InfoWars live broadcast every weekday at 8 a.m. Central, right on through 11 a.m. Central. Alex Jones Show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then I host the War Room from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. weeknights, all at InfoWars.com/show. It's been an amazing ride here at InfoWars. Just in the over 3 years that I've been here now, we've seen incredible growth. And this is in the face of the censorship, the face of the demonization, the face of the lawfare, the face of everything. Thanks to this audience, we are still here and trying to expand. Now, what does that mean? That means we're hiring more people, we're doing more live broadcasts, and we have a crew in Hong Kong right now. And you can just see some of the incredible footage that the crew has been compiling at InfoWars.com. You can see all of the reports, the exclusive footage of the standoff with the police and the protesters. Just look at that behind-the-scenes HD footage. It's all at InfoWars.com. And again, if there was any other... It's really a miracle of journalism beyond that. But just for this instance, in this regard. It's a miracle of journalism that InfoWars is able to do any of this. The attacks against us, the censorship against us, and we're sending crews to Hong Kong. It's all thanks to this audience. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot salute you enough. You make InfoWars go by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't just support InfoWars. Support yourself by stopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Support yourself by trying the all-new Super Silver Skin Cream. Support yourself. Support your skin. Support the biggest organ, your skin, by getting the new Super Silver Skin Cream at InfoWarsStore.com. I look forward. This is brand new. I haven't tested this yet, so I look forward to testing this. But I've tried all the other supplements, and they are great, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we've got multiple options, the grapefruit, the lavender scent, or unscented. It's the Super Silver Skin Cream, and it's already 25% off. This is really good price here for such a, I'm sure, advanced product, the Super Silver Skin Cream. Probably nothing else like it, much like the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. So support yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And support free speech by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. So, I don't know what you want to get into here. We got a couple crazy stories. I mean, the Epstein stuff, they just off that guy right in front of everybody. You've got royals going there, Hollywood types going there.
We can definitely talk about Epstein. I've already done one sort of documentary-style video on it. I'm going to make another one as well, because there's been so much going on. But Prince Andrew is really... I mean, the idea that he can say he had no idea, not even a suspicion, that Jeffrey Epstein was up to something untoward is ridiculous, especially as he's photoed holding Virginia Guffrey's waist with Ghislaine Maxwell right there. And he continued to be friends with him after he was convicted for being a paedophile. So the idea that he can say, oh, I had no idea... is absurd, and these kind of rumors have dogged Andrew for quite some time. He's known to have been a kind of party boy in that regard. So it's just wild how he can just say, oh, I had no idea, I didn't know anything. But what I find really interesting about this is that Donald Trump, I think, has been kind of dog whistling, saying there's something really dodgy with Epstein for quite some time. Because in 2002, I think it was, he said, oh, you know, Epstein likes them younger and things like that. And that's a weird thing to say. If you're part of some sex trafficking cult or something, you don't say that sort of thing. You keep that on the down low. But in 2015 CPAC, Donald Trump was asked about Bill Clinton, and he said something to the effect of, nice guy, but I think he's going to have a lot of problems coming up with the island and Jeffrey Epstein. In 2015, he said this.
Wow.
And, yeah, you can find the clip going on Twitter.
It's kind of like the clip, I don't remember what it is, but he said Pizzagate in some interview before Pizzagate was ever even a thing.
I don't know about that one, but...
No, that's a crazy one.
I've seen the clip. I'm going to put it into this next sort of documentary-style video I'm going to do, because it's just one of those things where it's like, if Donald Trump was involved with this, then he probably wouldn't be mentioning it in public. You know, he'd be keeping it on the down low.
And he wouldn't have kicked Epstein off of his resort.
Yeah, he banned him from his resort for harassing some girls there.
They were trying to recruit some of the people that were working there, some of the younger girls.
Yeah, that's how they got Guffrey, who's filed the charges. And the unsealed documents are really interesting as well, because in the unsealed documents, the charges not being made against Epstein, it's actually being made against Ghislaine Maxwell.
Who still walks free.
Who's still at large, yeah. And no one actually knows where she is, and, you know, there's the...
Well, I saw reports she's just hanging out in Boston.
There have been a few conflicting ones, actually. So,
okay.
You know, who knows where she is, but, yeah, the allegations against that. And I was going... I've read through about two-thirds of the files now, because there's like 800 pages, and I just haven't had time to finish them. But one of them was from a chap called Rizzo, who used to work for the Dubin family. And they'd gone to their house for dinner or something, and Epstein and Maxwell had come in with a young girl, and she was, you know, head down and silent. And they told her to sit... Like, you know, there's an island in the kitchen, and sit at the table. And she sits there with her head down, and according to his testimony, just looks there. And they go out of the room, and so Rizzo and his wife had just left there, and they're like, well, this is awkward, what are we going to do? And so they introduce themselves to her, and then they realize she's on the verge of tears, and so they ask her what's wrong, and she just starts crying and blurting out that she's been on an island, she doesn't know how she's got back, and Epstein and Maxwell were demanding sex. And this guy, I mean, you know, all of these sort of allegations, and this guy's freaking out, he's like, oh my god, you know. And then he asks her, well, how old are you? And she just says, I'm 15. So... I mean, it's really, really... I do think we are, in this case, seeing the tip of the iceberg.
And I think, you know, this is so crazy because we had the WikiLeaks emails coming out, and you had all kinds of weird stuff in there. A lot of it can be directly linked to what the FBI and the CIA say are, you know, code words and stuff for pedophiles. But
I don't know about the Pizzagate stuff. That's the thing. This is straight from the testimony.
But what I'm saying is the whole Pizzagate thing is just that pizza is a code word for pedophiles on the internet, and there was some weird pizza stuff in the WikiLeaks. The real Pizzagate, though, is Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, it is Pedophile Island. But part of me wonders, too, because how much of it, how many of these people are actual sexual deviants? How many of these people just do it for power, almost, or blackmail? Because one of the WikiLeaks, I don't know if you saw this one, talks about... somebody sent it from Hillary's campaign or something, and the Podestas or something. I forget which one it is, but it talks about having children, I think it was age 5, 7, and 12, in the hot tub for your entertainment.
Yeah, I did see that, but again, I don't know anything about it, so I don't want to comment on it. But the according to Virginia Guffrey, apparently their entire lives revolve around sex. And reading through the testimony of, like, you know, the cab driver, the limo drivers and the airplane pilots and other people involved, I mean... Like you said, their entire lives revolve around sex. And then when you hear the description of the young girls, because there are multiple descriptions of these, like, 14, 15-year-old girls who all act in the same way. They're all completely silent, and they just keep their heads down, and they never talk to anyone. So it really does look like it's about power and control over these people, because, like, there's nothing, like, legally or physically keeping them in place. It's all about coercion, and it's all about manipulation, and obviously, like, you know, a sex addiction, it seems, you know. And so, yeah, it looks like it's about control. It really does.
And because that's the thing, too, again, I mean, obviously sexual deviancy is a thing amongst these groups, but, you know, sex addicts, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, they're not putting people in hot tubs for your entertainment, they're not hosting orgies on a private island, you know, trying to get young women there.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, like, when you've got as much money as they've got, I mean, there's probably no end to the amount of young, not young, but, like, you know, adult women who would happily do this legally, consensually, and so there'd be no problem. But this seems to have been done coercively with underage girls. So that's obviously, like, some fetish of theirs or some desire that they had. And honestly, I'm glad that it's all coming out.
Well, I wonder how much is going to come out because, I mean, they were able to just, I mean, come on.
They got away with it for years.
They murdered it with it. Jeffrey Epstein was obviously offed. I mean, the only other thing that you could even, the only other logical conclusion I could reach about Jeffrey Epstein's fate was that they basically did a body switch and put him in witness protection.
Well, this is the thing.
But I don't think that happened. I think he got choked out. Somebody murdered him.
Well, that's where I would stand as well, because it's safer for them to have him dead. You know, because I saw his little black book, and the unredacted version was actually leaked to the internet as well. And it's
wild. The phone numbers were legit.
Yeah. And what the most interesting thing, though, is you can see through the book, because, like, the important people he would network with would have, you know, sort of so-and-so and their surname, so-and-so and their surname. But then you go through and you see just the individual girls' names, like Carrie or Christy or something. No surname, just a number. And it's like, okay, I think they are going to be the girls who are being...
All right. You have a YouTube. Tell people where they get. You've done the documentary. Tell people where they can find your stuff.
You can just put into Google Sargon of Akkad YouTube. If you just put in Sargon of Akkad, the search results have actually been manipulated by Google, so I don't come up.
Shocking.
Yes.
So Sargon of Akkad, he's done an Epstein documentary you can find on his YouTube channel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You'll be doing more reports with Alex Jones coming up. That does it for the Alex Jones Show today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.